we want to do some practice, a little bit of guided meditation for 10 minutes. So, close your eyes. And when your eyes are closed, it's like letting go of the world, especially the world of sight. And just with your eyes closed, see if you can adjust your body now, with your eyes closed. Now you can start moving, fidgeting, scratching, coughing, to get your body as comfortable as you possibly can. Don't stop. In your body right now, what is the feeling, the sensation, which stands out above all other feelings or sensations? That's usually the irritation or pain. Now be aware of it and be kind to it. Give it compassion, maitri, loving kindness, whatever you wish to call it. And your mindfulness gives you feedback. You can feel the tension, the pain relaxing, even only slightly. More kindfulness, and the ache, the tension relaxes even more. This is the way you bring comfort to your own body, with mindfulness and kindness working hand in hand. And never rush the relaxation of the body. Not only are you making the body comfortable, you are also developing mindfulness, you're also developing kindness. The two tools which will take you into the deep meditation later on. It's like you're sharpening up the knife on your body before you use it on your mind. Are you relaxed? See if you can relax even more. And even more. When the body is relaxed, it has a certain pleasure, the delight of a relaxed body. See if you can notice what I mean by the delight of relaxation. It's important for later on. The body isn't tight, it's loose, free, at ease. That's a certain type of pleasure which I ask you to be aware of. And then when the body does feel delightful and relaxed, only then can you let it go, knowing it will not disturb you later. And now look at your mental world. If there's anything in the past or the future which is disturbing or irritating to you, do not try to get rid of it. Be aware of it and give it compassion, kindness. If somebody hurt you or you made a mistake, that kindness and compassion will give forgiveness, allowing that problem in the past to become so soft it just vanishes. If there's any fear or anxiety in the future, also give it kindness, compassion. Again, it makes the hard fear become so soft, it's easy to let go. In places like the Anapanasati Sutra, this is one very effective way of establishing mindfulness, the ability to be aware of what's happening right now. If the past or future is still bothering you, you have to stay with it longer until it's relaxed, until it's soft. But once the past and the future are not so hard and demanding, you can just let it go and remain in this wonderful place called now, the present moment. What is it like just to be? Not going somewhere or trying to attain things. Not lingering in the past. But just being right here, right now. You will find the present moment is not that pleasant at first. Which means you need to be kind to it. Give this moment compassion. Smile at this moment, and this moment will smile back to you. That's a metaphor. Until you can relax fully into this moment. Happy that you have no future to worry about. Happy you have no past to keep holding you back. Happy to be free from the prison of time. Just being here, aware and kind. But please don't have any desire of where you want to go next. Otherwise you lose the present moment. Just be. And develop the happiness, the joy of not wanting anything. Content just to be in this moment in your seat in BMICH in Club Med, Colombo. Nothing to do in the whole world. Just being in this moment. You may be surprised in a very short time, if not already, you'll be able to be aware of your breathing. You don't choose to watch the breath, it just appears. A natural breath. The only thing left moving. And just like the tourist on the beach, you just watch the breath come in, the breath go out. Relaxed, at peace with the whole world. Not wanting anything. Just being. Being with your breath. Breath coming in. Breath going out. And see if you can notice the delight. Just the sheer happiness of being at peace and having no work to do, no place to go, nothing to achieve. The happiness of a relaxed mind with no pressure on it at all. How does that feel? There's much more to meditation, but that's all the time we have for now. Now please open your eyes to end the meditation. So easy. So nice. Thank you for listening.